Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Imagine standing on a vast open plain under the canopy of the night sky. As far as your eyes can see, the earth stretches out flat and unending, meeting the horizon in a seamless blend of earth and sky. Above you, millions of stars twinkle, each one a fiery testament to the vastness of the Creator. This moment, standing alone in the vastness of creation, prompts a deep feeling of awe and wonder. Who crafted these countless stars? Who laid out this endless plain? It's a moment that stirs the soul, compelling us to acknowledge the magnificence of our Creator. It makes us think and ask ourselves, who is like God? This question isn't just something to wonder about. It's a deep thought about how great and powerful our Creator is. Today, I invite you to embark on a journey to explore the depth of God's character, His unmatched power, and His boundless love for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of Micah 7 verse 18, we find a scripture that beautifully captures this sentiment. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in mercy. Did you hear that? We serve a God who delights in mercy. Who is like God, truly? Who can compare to Him? My friends, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 25, God Himself also poses a rhetorical question that captures our attention. It says, "To whom then will you compare me?" Or, "Who is my equal?" says the Holy One. This scripture also invites us into a profound reflection on the nature and majesty of God, challenging us to find any parallel to His greatness in the world around us. The question, "Who is like God?" is not merely rhetorical. It's an invitation to explore the vastness of who God is, to recognize His sovereignty over all creation, and to understand our place within His grand plan. Let us explore the scriptures, seeking answers and drawing closer to the heart of God. Through His Word and leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll explore the different aspects of His being that set Him apart from all else. Let's allow the magnitude of God's presence, as seen in the endless plain and the night sky, to guide our reflections and open our hearts to the wonders of His love and power. Let's also hold fast to the promise, found in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, that in seeking him, we will find him, when we search for him with all our heart. For indeed, there is no one like our God, not now, not ever. Let us look at the unparalleled greatness of God. The question, who is like God, prompts us to reflect on the vastness of creation and the detailed intricacies of life. It encourages us to acknowledge the infinite reach of God's power and the endless extent of his knowledge. From the awe-inspiring expanse of the night sky filled with stars to the intricate workings of the smallest living beings, every part of the natural world showcases God's greatness and detailed craftsmanship. Consider the story of Moses at the burning bush, as described in Exodus chapters 3 to 4. Here, God reveals himself to Moses, not as a distant God, but as a personal one. Deeply involved in the lives of his people, he demonstrates his power through signs and wonders, yet also shows his willingness to engage with the insecurities and doubts of Moses. This story illustrates that God's greatness is not just in his power to create and command the elements, but in his desire to communicate with and care for his creation. God's greatness is further revealed in his moral perfection and justice. In the book of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. Moses sings of God's character, saying, "He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. God's laws and commandments, given to guide us in living justly and lovingly, reflect his perfect balance of righteousness and mercy. In our own lives, we witness God's greatness in moments of provision and protection, in answered prayers, and in the beauty of the natural world. Yet, his greatness is also evident in his patience with us, his forgiveness of our sins, and his promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. As we reflect on the greatness of God, let us be moved to worship and awe. Let us also find comfort in knowing that this all-powerful God is our protector, provider, and savior. My friends, let's keep our hearts open to the ways that God's greatness manifests in our lives and in the world around us. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Let us now consider the depth of God's love and kindness. My dear friends, as we delve further into understanding the nature of our God, we encounter an aspect so profound, yet so personal: his love and kindness. God's love is like a bright light that touches everything, from the beginning of the world to every page of human history. The story of Noah and the Ark, found in Genesis chapters 6 to 9, serves as a powerful illustration of God's love and his commitment to preserving life amid a world filled with wickedness. God's heart was deeply troubled. Yet, In his great love, he made a way to save Noah, his family, and the animals. The rainbow set in the sky after the flood stands as an everlasting symbol of God's promise and kindness to all of creation. This story isn't merely about judgment, but underscores God's desire to renew, to save, and to cherish life. Turning to the New Testament, we see the ultimate demonstration of God's love in the sending of his Son, Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 16, captures this truth beautifully. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Through Jesus, God's love bridged the vast gap sin had created between humanity and himself. Christ's life, teachings, death, and resurrection embody God's profound love and mercy, offering us redemption and the promise of eternal fellowship with him. My friends, if we truly understood how much God loves us, we would never stop trying to please him and live for him. This knowledge would transform every aspect of our lives, compelling us to dedicate every moment to his glory. God's love is not passive or distant. It is active and near. It reaches into the depths of our despair, lifts us from the mire of our mistakes, and sets us on a path of purpose and peace. The Psalms often reflect on God's loving kindness, with Psalm 136, verse 1, urging us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. This message, repeated throughout the psalm, reminds us that at every turn of life, God's steadfast love accompanies us. In our own wilderness experiences, when we feel lost and alone, God's love is a guiding light that leads us through. It is in our moments of weakness that his strength and kindness shine most brightly, offering hope and healing. Like a shepherd caring for his flock, God tends to us, protects us, and guides us towards green pastures. My friends, let's remember that God's love is not just a concept to be understood, but a reality to be lived. In every act of kindness, every word of comfort, and every gesture of love, we reflect the heart of God to those around us. Now, let us explore the immensity of God's mercy and grace. My friends, as we journey deeper into the heart of God, we encounter his mercy and grace, facets of his character that bring comfort to the weary and hope to the despairing. These divine attributes remind us that God does not deal with us according to what our actions deserve, but rather extends his love and forgiveness, inviting us into a relationship restored by his grace. The story of Jonah highlights God's mercy in a compelling way. Jonah was sent to Nineveh, a city notorious for its wickedness, to proclaim God's impending judgment. Yet, the story takes a remarkable turn when the people of Nineveh repent. God's response to their change of heart is a beautiful testament to his mercy. Instead of bringing upon them the destruction he had threatened, God spares the city, illustrating his willingness to forgive and to relent from sending calamity when we turn back to him. This story, found in the book of Jonah, chapters 1 to 4, showcases not just God's mercy to Nineveh, but also his patience with Jonah, who struggled to understand the depths of God's compassion. In the New Testament, Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 5 vividly captures the essence of God's grace. The scripture tells us, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." This passage reflects the heart of the gospel, we are saved. Not because of anything we have done, but because of God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's a gift, undeserved and freely given, that rescues us from sin and death and restores us to life and fellowship with God. God's grace and mercy are not merely theological concepts. They are realities that touch the very core of our existence. They are the hands that lift us when we fall, the voice that whispers forgiveness when we fail, and the embrace that welcomes us home when we've strayed far away. What a mighty God we serve in moments of guilt and despair. Remembering God's mercy can be our greatest comfort, and knowing His grace can be our most profound encouragement. As we press on, exploring the inexhaustible riches of God's character, let us hold fast to the truth that in His mercy and grace, we find the strength to face each day, the courage to overcome every challenge, and the hope to look forward to a future filled with promise. Let us now turn our attention to the sovereignty and faithfulness of God. As we delve into the sovereignty and faithfulness of God, these aspects of His character assure us that not only is He in control of all things, but He also remains true to His promises, never failing to fulfill His word. The sovereignty of God is evident throughout the entirety of Scripture, but one striking example is found in the story of Joseph. From being sold into slavery by his own brothers to rising to become the second most powerful man in Egypt, Joseph's life is a testament to God's sovereign hand at work. Despite the years of suffering and injustice, Joseph recognized God's sovereignty in his circumstances. In Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph says to his brothers, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." This statement highlights the profound truth that God can use even the most dire situations for His greater purpose and our ultimate good. God's faithfulness is equally astonishing and comforting. Throughout the Bible, we see God's unwavering commitment to His people. A beautiful example of this is found in the book of Lamentations, where, despite the profound sorrow and destruction that has come upon Jerusalem, the author proclaims in chapter 3, verses 22 to 23, "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This declaration is a powerful reminder that no matter how dark the night, God's faithfulness is as sure as the dawn, bringing new mercies and hope with each day. The sovereignty and faithfulness of God offer us immense comfort and assurance. Knowing that God is in control and that He is faithful to keep His promises enables us to face uncertain futures and navigate life's challenges with confidence. We can rest in the knowledge that nothing happens outside of God's sovereign will, and that He is working all things together for the good of those who love Him, as affirmed in Romans 8, verse 28. As we reflect on God's sovereignty and faithfulness, let's remind ourselves that our trust in Him is not misplaced. In every season of life, whether we're on the mountaintops of joy or walking through valleys of hardship, we can cling to the truth that God is with us, guiding our steps and upholding us with His righteous right hand. The sovereignty and faithfulness of God are not just doctrines to be acknowledged, but realities to be experienced as we live our lives under His sovereign rule. Let us do so with the assurance that He is faithful and His love endures forever. Let's carry with us the certainty that in God's sovereignty and faithfulness, we find the anchor for our souls, a steadfast hope that cannot be shaken. And let us now explore the omnipresent nature of God. When we think about God's omnipresence, we are looking at the divine truth that God is present everywhere at all times. This aspect of His nature assures us that no matter where we are or what we're going through, God is there with us. The psalmist David speaks to this. In Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10, it says, "Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." These verses beautifully articulate the inescapable presence of God. Whether we find ourselves in the heights of joy or the depths of despair, God is there. His presence surrounds us, offering guidance, comfort, and protection. The omnipresence of God means that we are never alone. In moments of isolation, when the world seems to have turned its back on us, the comforting reality is that God remains closer than a whisper. His presence fills the spaces around us and within us, offering peace that surpasses understanding and a companionship that endures the loneliest of nights. This truth is not only a source of comfort, but also a call to awareness. Knowing that God is always with us challenges us to live lives that honor Him in every moment. It invites us to see each interaction, each decision, and each thought as an opportunity to engage with the divine, to recognize the sacred in the ordinary, and to live out our calling as bearers of His image in the world. The omnipresence of God also speaks to His intimate knowledge of our lives. He is not a distant God, unaware or uninterested in the details of our existence. Instead, He is intimately involved, deeply concerned, and lovingly engaged with every aspect of who we are. This knowledge empowers us to approach Him with confidence, to bring our fears, hopes, dreams, and pains before Him, knowing that He understands us completely and loves us unconditionally. My friends, let us carry with us the truth of God's omnipresence. May this knowledge shape our understanding of God, deepen our relationship with Him, and transform how we live in this world. The realization that God is always with us, guiding, comforting, and loving us, is perhaps the greatest assurance we can have in this life. In every moment of every day, let us live in the fullness of God's presence, embracing His nearness and reflecting His love to those around us. For in the presence of God, we find the fullness of joy, the peace that endures, and the strength for each new day. As we've journeyed together through these reflections on the nature and character of God, it's my hope that your heart has been stirred, your faith strengthened, and your vision of God expanded. Remember, in the vastness of all that exists, there is no one, absolutely no one, like our God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, displaying your power in all the earth. I praise your holy name, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You spoke the world into existence, and by your wisdom, the foundations of the earth were established. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who is, who was, and who is to come. There is no one like you, Lord. There is none beside you. You reign eternal, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. Thank you for your unfailing love and mercy each morning. Thank you for the gift of a new day, for the beauty that surrounds me, and for the gift of life. Your kindness and provisions are evident in every aspect of my life, and for this I give you thanks. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for the times I have fallen short of your glory. Forgive me for my sins, both known and unknown, and grant me the grace to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me in Christ Jesus. Cleanse my heart and renew a right spirit within me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke every plan of the enemy aimed at my life, my health, my family, and my purpose. I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement, and claim the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. May your presence surround me like a shield, and may your word be a lamp unto my feet. Lord, as I navigate the challenges of life, I am thankful for your omnipresence. Let me find strength in your sovereignty, comfort in your faithfulness, and hope in your mercy. Teach me to lean on your understanding, not my own, to seek your face in every situation, and to trust in your timing. In the valleys, let me see your hand guiding me. And on the mountains, let me not forget your grace that brought me there. Lord, I pray for your healing touch, reaching into every part of me that is hurt, broken, or is in need of restoration. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, heal me from sickness and disease. Heal my heart from brokenness and my mind from distress. Mighty God, protect me and my loved ones from the attacks of the enemy. Shield us from all harm and danger, and lead us away from temptation. I declare your blessings over our lives, prosperity in the work of our hands, and joy in our hearts. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your hand to be evident in our lives. Lord, we stand before your holy presence, not on the merit of our own perfection, but because of your grace and mercies. Strengthen us, guide us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk in your ways, to reflect your love, and to stand firm in faith. We lift your name high, in endless adoration and thanksgiving, acknowledging your majesty and grace that endure through all ages. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember, to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.